USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Commerce and Treasury Departments were victims of a cyber attack. The Commerce Department said Sunday in a statement that they have asked the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to investigate the breach. They did not give any details as to the extent of the breach into the department's systems. The hack comes days after a major cybersecurity firm, FireEye, announced it had suffered a breach where many of its tools to detect network hacks had been stolen. A group of hackers associated with Russia are suspected in that attack. The Michigan legislature will close its offices Monday after being advised of a credible threat of violence. The state House and Senate offices will be closed for the day. The Senate chamber is scheduled to hold the vote of the presidential electors, which won't be affected. A spokesperson for the Michigan Senate Majority Leader says the decision to close the offices were because of the credible threat and not because of anticipated protests outside the state Capitol building. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A recent poll shows that about a third of Americans say they won't be getting a coronavirus vaccine. The Marist College poll shows that 61% of Americans will get a vaccine when it's made available to them. The numbers that say they'll be skipping the shot is a concern to Dr. Mansa Slawi. The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that the U.S. could reach herd immunity against the virus by next summer if 70 to 80% of the country is immunized.
It is, however, critical that most of the American people decide and accept to take the vaccine. We are very concerned by the hesitancy that we see, the level of hesitancy that we see, but we hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow Premium Pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
With vaccinations against COVID set to start this week, just 10 months after the beginning of the global coronavirus pandemic, many are crediting President Trump's Operation Warp Speed with a medical miracle. The president agrees, telling Fox News that if someone else was in the White House, the world would still be waiting on a vaccine.
If I wasn't president, according to almost everybody, even the enemy, if I wasn't president, you wouldn't have a vaccine for 5 years, okay? I pushed the FDA and companies and everybody else involved like nobody's ever been pushed before, and now you have it rolling out. And frankly, they could have done it last week. They could have even done it a week sooner, and they heard from me. But this has been a great, really medical miracle. They call it a medical miracle. And it's going to have a tremendous impact. 95% effective. We have Moderna coming out next week, very soon. We have Johnson & Johnson, a one-shot vaccine coming out. All great companies.
The coaching carousel in college football has begun. Auburn firing head coach Gus Malzahn after 8 seasons at the helm. He led the Tigers to an SEC championship and the national championship game in 2013, his first season with the school. And legendary British spy author John le Carré passed away Saturday night, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.